This is St. Louis Public Radio. 2017 was a violent year in the St. Louis region. The St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department handled 205 homicides. St. Louis County detectives investigated 55 more. Getting the 2018 numbers down is a priority for law enforcement at all levels. As St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lipman reports, the team leading that effort looks much different than it did last year.
Being named the special agent in charge of the FBI's St. Louis field office was a homecoming for Florissant native Richard Quinn. It was also part of a major and swift change in law enforcement leadership at the local, state, and federal levels.
We have a very unique opportunity right now. What we want to do is we want to capitalize on the working relationships that our predecessors had, but make them better, to further refine them.
Quinn's been on the job for 10 weeks. There's also a new U.S. attorney, leader of the ATF, chief of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department, public safety director, and commander for Troop C of the Missouri State Highway Patrol. That's six new faces since October, but Quinn welcomes the different ideas that will result from the turnover.
It's through that refreshment and that creativity and that initiative and discipline that gives me the confidence to think that, yes, we can make an impact on the violent crime.
Jeffrey Jensen, the current U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Missouri, also sees opportunities in the leadership changes.
There are new leaders here, but they're all experienced. We're all willing to look at the crime problem and think critically about what's been going on differently and how we can better work together. And I think it's becoming really effective and it'll become more effective.
Jensen's already earning praise from Jimmy Edwards, the city's public safety director, for handling certain gun cases that are now more difficult to prosecute at the state level.
Because those gun laws have had such a detrimental impact on the city of St. Louis, we need help. And much to my happiness, is happening.
Edwards says he also appreciates the federal agents who are helping the SLMPD patrol a part of North St. Louis, where most of the violent crime is concentrated, and a number of agencies at the local, state, and federal levels on both sides of the river have teamed up in a task force targeting carjackings.
This isn't about ownership of solving crime, it's about solving crime.
It's too early to know how the dramatic change in leadership will impact that shared mission of solving crime, says St. Louis University public policy professor Bob Kropf.
Certainly personality plays an important role. The overall situation of the organization, you know, are there major cases that these organizations are working on together? Those are the kind of major factors that you would have to look at.
But, Kropf says, this level of turnover probably isn't as disruptive in law enforcement as it would be to other organizations.
You can't move from another field and take a management position in law enforcement. Because of that, there are multiple opportunities along the way for those types of networking and connections to occur.
Edwards, for example, was a judge for nearly 30 years before stepping down from the bench to become public safety director. John Hayden, the police chief, is a 30-year veteran of the department. And Jensen, the U.S. attorney, was an FBI agent in St. Louis in the 1990s and then a federal prosecutor here until 2009. He says having those jobs on his resume matters.
I have great relationships for decades with many agents and many police officers in all of the police departments in this area. So it makes it much more easy for me to walk into a meeting and have candid conversations.
But Jensen says even if he doesn't know the others in a room, he trusts they have the same goal, reducing crime of all kinds throughout the region. I'm Rachel Lipman, St. Louis Public Radio.